You're listening to The Wet Spot, hosted by Passion Poet, a safe space for our tears, sweat, and sexuality.
Have you always wanted to write a book but had no idea how to start? Or maybe you've already finished your manuscript but now you're stuck. Now what? Do you need someone to help you make sure your manuscript is error-free and ready for the world? Or do you need someone to help you get your book on Amazon ready for people to buy? Do you need any help at all self-publishing your book? Well, let Passionate Word Editing help you get everything done, from concept to completion. Contact us at passionatewordsediting@gmail.com and let's get started. Do you want to become a sponsor of The Wet Spot or to donate to help this Wet Spot go further? Well, here's how you can do it. If you want to become a sponsor of an episode or several episodes, you can hit me up at The Wet Spot Podcast, one word, The Wet Spot Podcast @gmail.com, and we can discuss how you can become a sponsor. If you want to donate a love offering or some just a gift to the Erotic Empire and the Wet Spot itself, hit me up in my PayPal. Just send something to paypal.me. That's paypal.me/eroticempire. One word, paypal.me/eroticempire. And just give a love donation. I would really appreciate it. And that will help the Wet Spot and the Erotic Empire go so much further. So thank you so much. And let's get wet. Get wet. Welcome to the Wet Spot poetry segment. Let my voice touch you in ways that will make you curl and go, Yes, let's get wet. Fingers dancing rhythmic on African skins, spirit answering the primordial call, deep calling to deep, calling, calling, calling in drum beats to the motherland, drum rolls speaking in the language of creation, drum beats tracing ancient incantations, mimicking heartbeats that quicken as I see her materialize. The goddess of her fertility made supple flesh, hips wide, breasts full, curves kissed with chocolate. I hear the heartbeat of the motherland as I see her smile, feel her flesh ripple as nature gasps in wonder at the power she possesses as she poses. Each moment measured, deliberate. She is fully ripened field. She is flowering bloom. She is harvest time. She is sweetness of cane. She is torrential downpour. She is thunderclap. She is tectonic earth writhing in ecstasy. She is nature's orgasm. She is black woman. She is God. Welcome to the Wet Spot interview section, where we expertly marry erotica and education. We connect with awesome people who have awesome stories. Let's get wet and get deep. Welcome to the Wet Spot. This is Passion Poet. And once again, we're here for another interview, another beautiful experience. Now, I am going to be talking about my favorite topic. And if y'all have been here long enough, y'all should know what that is. I am going to be talking, or actually me, I ain't talking much. I'm asking questions. But I'll be talking, I'll be listening to one of my new friends speak about vulva, speak about the pussy, speak about the yoni. I love talking about yoni. I love talking about the pussy because it's not just a sexual organ. It's not just for male pleasure. It is a sacred womb. It is a sacred space. The actual word yoni is Sanskrit for sacred space, for those of you who didn't know. And so yonis are to be respected. And based on one of the taglines of this new connection, Pink Feminique, respect the vulva. And I'm here talking to Nikele, who is the owner of Pink Feminique. And we're going to be talking about vulvas. We're talking going to be talking about, you know, yoni steaming and all these different things, getting into what she does and how it's going to benefit women on a whole. Nikele, how are you doing?
Hey, good morning. Thank you so much for having me on the podcast. It's truly a pleasure and an honor.
Yes, yes. Well, as I've said, we are talking about Pink Feminique. So tell us about yourself and about Pink Feminique, how you got started, why you got started, all that good stuff.
Well, let me talk about Pink Feminique first, because that's my baby. So let me talk about first, all right? Mm-hmm. You know, most of my talk about Pink. So Pink Feminique was designed and created to help reshape the way Black people of all interact with feminine health, understand it, and not just women, not just for women, but for men as well, because I know that there are so many men out there that would love to know more about this, know more about women, understand the way we function, understand the ways we want to be served, understand the way we want to, you know, want to be loved overall.
And agree.
More women want to be reconnected to their wombs, their uterus. They want to understand the way their reproductive system functions. They want to understand the way they can avoid having any chaos or stagnant energy within the reproductive space. And we want to have more information on natural fertility out there as well. We want to have more information as it relates to healthy sexual relationships. We want to have Black people feeling more comfortable about being different, because we are. Our wombs are designed differently. They may look the same way, but we carry a different energy within our wombs, and that's because we have more melanin. And the more melanin you have, the more requirement you have. And that's unfortunate that a lot of people don't understand that. But that's why we're here. That's why Pink Feminique was created. We want to shed a light on all the ways that the Black family needs to start moving in the new path, the new directions, the new norms. And yeah, that's why Pink Feminique is here.
Wow. Well, you said something there that really interested me when you said the more melanin we have, the more melanin you have, the more requirement you have of and as a Black person, your yoni is wired differently to someone else of another race. That is something that I definitely want to hear more about, because as you said, it's something that we don't know nothing about. This is the first time I'm hearing about it. So could you explain that a little bit more?
Well, of course. I think it is. People only associate melanin with the pigment of our skin.
And right.
That is one aspect of melanin because there are various types of melanin. See, there's gas melanin, there's liquidized melanin, and there is crystallized melanin. Within the black womb, there's a crystallized version of melanin that we hold, and that keeps the information for whenever you're gonna conceive, for whenever you're gonna have a baby, and that lays down the information permanently in your baby. So that is what is gonna guide the way your baby is gonna grow, how it bonds to you, how it bonds to itself, how it bonds to its culture, race, memory. That is what we carry within our womb, and a lot of people don't know that, but it is very important. The more melanin you have, the more sunlight requirements you have. So daily sunlight requirements are different the darker you are. And as black women, because we're going to be carrying the next generation, we need to start having a better connection to sunlight, because that we eat the sun. We literally eat the sun, and we right?
Wow.
And as it relates to melanin, the more melanin you have, the more information your brain can actually store. So even though other ethnic groups can probably sometimes think faster than you, we can outthink them. We can think continuously and on and come up with more. That's why we are so good at innovation and creation, right? So the more melanin you have, the breast milk is actually quite different. That is why we had something called, there was something referred to as, because our breast milk is very different, you see. And I don't, the breast milk that is on the shelves right now is not even based off of our breast milk. It is based off of other ethnic groups' breast milk. So even when you think you're giving your baby all that it needs, you're not. Your breast milk is potent. Your breast milk is life. And you need to, and we as black women, we need to feel more comfortable with our babies wanting to breastfeed as long as they need to. Because what we're doing is we're forming that bonding, that connection, that kinship between a mother and a baby that is necessary. So the more melanin you have, as you can tell now, we have to operate on a different level, because they don't refer to us as the mothers of civilization jokingly. We know well who we are. We now need to remember who we are. You can only, and the beautiful thing about being a woman is that we carry the mitochondria, and this can only be passed on from mother to child. It cannot be passed on from the father. It can only be given to you from your mother. Right? So there are so many different special qualities about
Whoa.
men.
Whoa. No, let me tell you, that's some deep stuff. I'm like, I didn't even know that. Like I'm literally sitting here like mouth agape thinking, I mean, I knew black women were special, but like what I mean, honestly, and you're right, I honestly thought melanin went I never thought about it beyond skin color, but it makes, you know, that's something that I want to now delve into and learn more about. Yeah, you can hear in the background the Colonel is wanting to give his opinion. So good morning, Colonel. How are you doing? The chicken is having a field day. So he has his little bit he wants to say. So I'm going to ignore him while we continue. So tell us about yourself. Who is Nikele? Why, how did Pink Feminine come about?
Well, who is Nikhili? Nikhili is a queen. And what I would say is, Pink Feminine came through me because it was already within. I think it was a thought that I draw upon simply because they have race memory. Probably one of my ancestors wanted this to happen. And I strongly believe that, because if somebody would have told me, let me just say, like, in 2012, right, that I was gonna have a baby called Pink Emily, I would have probably be like, I was probably gonna be. But I would say as I evolved as a person, because I was always in the holistic industry, because I originally owned a natural hair salon.
Right.
Right. And let me just shout out my father here at this point, because I am who I am because of him.
Right.
And I don't think that people understand strong fathers and strong men are black men in little girls' lives, because my father helped keep my head on. So when I wanted to be other things, even with my name, I think I'm the only Nikhilia or Nikhilia I know. So right. You know, I love my name. I think my name is beautiful to me, and that is also something that we should discuss, the naming ceremony and how essential and important it is to choose powerful names for your children to live up to. Huh? And
yes.
So that's my father again. And from out of the natural hair industry, I always felt like I want to have a lifestyle brand. I want my brand to really be based, because my businesses are extensions of me. I want to have the conversations about feminine health. I want to have conversations about natural hair. I want to have the conversations about black family. I want to have the conversations about melanin. So how am I going to do that? Because now the hair business is doing what it needs to do, but I need to birth something else out of this. So
right.
Came along where we are going to just have that geared towards black people, black love, black healthy sexual relationship, the womb, the uterus, understanding the reproductive organs, understanding the connection between black men, pheromones, everything. That I am truly excited about, as you can tell, I get four bumps just talking about this shit.
Well,
enough to give me an orgasm. This is enough for me, right?
Well, I totally get you, because from the moment I was introduced to Pink Feminine, was when I took Empress Zynga to your opening ceremony. And I recognize, you know, it was all female, you know, only women were allowed inside. And so I stayed outside, and soaked in the energy, because I could hear everything, obviously, because, you know, I was just outside and I could hear everything that was being said, what you were planning to do with the Pink Feminine. All the ladies were having so much fun. And I was like, I told Empress Zynga immediately after we were finished and I was driving home, I said, I need to interview her. I love this energy and I want to be able to connect with it and to share it with my followers. So from there, we're here now. And, you know, so I definitely see and relate to what you're saying. I find myself feeling, forgive the analogy, but I find myself feeling like how an ally of the LGBTQ fraternity feels. I'm not a woman, but I want to align myself and ally myself with the movements that will benefit black women, because I love black women. So this is basically how I feel about why I created my own space, the Rata Empire. Most people will see it for the erotic poetry, most people will see it for the sensual poetry and the sensual stuff that I write. But as I say multiple times, you got to go deeper than that, because it is not just about making you come. My work is specific to uplifting black queens, using sexuality, using my words to make you feel sensual. There are many, many women who do not feel like they are able to be sensual. They are able to align themselves with sensuality, and there needs to be more spaces like Pink Feminine, where they are allowed to be women. A lot of women, for example, spend maximum amount of time in their masculine energy, because you have to hustle to live. You have to hustle to get what you want. You have the children to support. Sometimes on your own, but even when you have a partner, sometimes you have to spend a lot of time in your masculine energy. And there's not very many places where women are allowed, encouraged to put down the briefcase, pick back up the feminine dresses, the dresses, and feel like a woman again, you know.
Yeah.
So this is what I connected with when I heard about Pink Feminine, and as I connected with one of the posts on Instagram recently, you had said, "I can see you love it here," and that's true, and it's true, I do, you know. So, you know, definitely I'm on board with anything and everything Pink Feminine represents, because the women are, as you said, Black women are the crucible of life. They are the mothers of civilization. So, I really enjoy and want to connect with everything that you are a part of because of Pink Feminine.
Can I say something to what you just said, though, in terms of women?
Sure.
So what I would say to that is, in order for us to go forward, like it's not go forward, we must go back, right? I think that we do not oftentimes look back far enough to understand ourselves as a people. And that is why our women are so disconnected from self as well. Because slavery interrupted our royal reign. When slavery interrupted our reign, we were introduced to new systems, a new way of existing. We were stripped of our language. We were stripped of our name, our spirituality, our position, and our love for each other, Black women and Black men. So we were taught, both of us, Black women and Black men, a white patriarchal way of being that stripped the Black woman of her power and position, stripped the Black man of his position, and also the things that made the female and male principle exist in a state of homeostasis balance, right? Mm-hmm. So I think that because of that interruption, and I would always tell people, because mental health is something too that we acknowledge at Pink Feminine, but as a people who were through 400 plus years of slavery, we have a different post-traumatic syndrome, which is post-traumatic slave disorder. So we have been taught that the Black woman is a sex symbol, and that is the only way that we can see her. So she has been like Sarah Barton, that essence of having a beautiful, lovely behind. They took that and twisted it into a very toxic thing. And that has been something our men have been taught as well. And that is how we started to interact, because we don't understand what our issues are, because people don't uncover slavery enough, dive into it enough, because it hurts. It hurts us to really look at it, you know, but we need to in order to heal. The major process or part of healing is looking at what you've been through. You look at what you've been through, you understand what the womb was through, you understand what the woman was through, you understand what the man was through, and then we start to connect our feminine selves and the men to their masculine self, because at this time too, some of the men are acting from their feminine perspective as well, which is also making it a bit difficult for us to have healthy conversations as a people.
Right.
But moving on into the relationship with self as a woman and understanding where we operate from masculine is because we have been fed that, you know, the independent woman is strong and, you know, you don't need a man, you don't this, and it, you know, separates you from the man. And then it puts you only in that train of thought that, you know, I got to be a go-getter. And there's nothing wrong with being goal-oriented. There's nothing wrong with wanting to have businesses. But you also have to understand where you draw this energy from. You draw this energy from your womb. Your womb is the space that is directly connected to creation, creativity, innovation, your life source. So when you are moving forward, goal-orientedly, that is where you are pulling. So if you do not replenish her, if you do not take the care of her, you will damage your feminine life. You need your feminine life. We've been taught that being in the house, because we now have this thing called gender roles, we've been taught that being in the house is a negative thing. But I beg to differ, because when I walk around Barbados, I very rarely see other, let me say, Caucasian women in the positions that we are in. And that's because I've never been on the maternity ward in the hospital and seen multiple Caucasian women. I've never seen it. And the conditions that those women are in aren't always the best. I've never really seen all of the Caucasian women, and they're here, but we don't really see them.
True.
You know what? They're at home with the children, taking care of the finances and making sure their households, they're actually the leaders of their household. Even though we don't understand that, because we think that to be a leader, you have to be out there up front and running. That's not the only style of leadership. There are different styles of leadership. And we, the true innovators of leadership, the Black woman, because we were the persons making the decisions that benefited the community, the family in Africa. Our men were there to protect and to serve, to take care of us. They're needed. They were created for us. You Black men were designed. You are the best gift that were given to Black women. The Black man, you were designed to serve us. Why would we want anything else? We have everything that we need. We just don't understand it. So we are damaging our feminine place by not understanding it is actually okay. You're the first teacher in your home. You're the first teacher in your home, especially when you have children.
Yes.
Hands on with the babies, because they're gonna learn from you easier. So you gotta put yourself in a position where, all right, I goal oriented, but I gotta got different types of goals. I gotta got my own personal life goal. I gotta got my own family goal. I gotta got my own relationship goal. So you see, there are goals that we overlook. We are dependent naturally as women. We depend on each other as women. It's obvious. If I have an issue, I know two or three women that I could run to and be like, I feel like I would just jump through a window. You understand? We naturally dependent. And it's all right. People think that the word dependent is negative, and it's not. We are dependent. I encourage women. I know that right now we are in this space where, you know, we are strong too. Yes. You are strong, but do not practice lifting heavy shit. It damages your womb. A man does not have a womb. And you have to understand the chakras too. They're energy centers. And for Black people, they're melanin centers. They are your life force as well, your energetic force. So you have a chakra inside of your womb. It's your sacral chakra. So you calling and drawing on energy. So you lifting up shit, you damn it, lifting up. Even your colon being too heavy can put pressure on your reproductive organs. Mm-hmm. Trying to lift or do work that causes for more testosterone in your body, right? And then we begin to think, you know, if we become, if we behave too feminine, that we are soft. Being feminine and soft is a gift. Being graceful and elegant, you could be a warrior queen. You could be the CEO and still be feminine. People look around and really look around. If there's a war right now on the black woman in so many different places, we can only acknowledge that if we understand it. And a lot of people don't understand it. So that's the education thing. I mean, it was designed to educate. Because you need the tools so that you can understand how to either pick down something or to build it up. Right? And right now, yes, our world is really in a sad state because they're attacking it with all of the pills, all of the concept of a woman could be like a man and it's all right. So women drink a lot more alcohol, which irritate and irritate the uterus, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Developing other lifestyles that could cripple your feminine energy. And we need to understand the divine feminine. She moves with grace. She's a warrior. When she comes and she wants to take away, she will. But she understands where her true power lies. And it is not only between her thighs, it is the entire reproductive space and the connection that it has to your eyes and your brain. So we got to think better, see things better, understand the womb, the vulva, and the pleasure that we need to have. We need to start. I'm really glad that we're here today because I think that,
yes. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I honestly am like, I literally feel like I'm being transported back to the motherland. And I'm sitting, I'm so serious, Nikita. I'm sitting here, I literally feel like I'm sitting at your feet and being taught. And honestly, I am like, I want to hear more. I want to know more. I want to, like I said, I honestly feel, I totally agree with you. And I feel that there needs to be a re-education of everybody in terms of the power of the black man and the black woman. Like I say, I usually say when I'm telling people about, you know, why the erotic empire exists, for example, I give the caveat that I know that being male, you do not need my permission to be feminine. You know, I don't want to ever come off or come across as I'm giving you a space where I'm give you permission, as in you need my permission. But on the other hand, we need each other, and you need to see and feel the love and adoration of a black man that is not objectifying, that is not sexual in the perception of as you say, a toxic sexuality. Even although what I do and say is primarily on the surface, very, very sexual, the goal is to bring out that divine femininity. The goal is to have you in that space. Oshun is the goddess of fertility. Oshun and her honeypot, she's a warrior, but is also the goddess of fertility, also the goddess of rivers. So I mean, and I, you know, so I definitely feel you on all of this. I'm, you know, so like, I think that another person in my position being at your opening launch might have felt a little miffed, I guess, that, you know, it's only for women at that point in time. But, it, you know, women do need spaces where they can be feminine and let down their guard, you know, and stuff like that. But it is, I'm like so grateful for Pink Feminine, you know, to have the space, the women have another space to be feminine, to learn. Because of course, as it is, there's a, you know, Father's Day just passed. So again, big up to fathers, big up to the kids, dad, and all the fathers. You know, Father's Day just passed. But I mean, you can't teach. A woman can teach a lot and a certain things to a child, but there are things that a man has to teach his son, and there are certain things that a woman has to teach her daughter. So, you know, so everything is complementary. Everything ties into one another. You can't have one without the next. You can have a plethora of black women, all strong and all capable, but with no black men around, you still can't push the race forward.
It's true. And that's very important, pushing our race forward and in a different direction, because like I would have said to you, we have a white patriarchal system that was given to us. So our education is nothing like what it was when we were in the motherland. Our way of communication, nothing like what it was. So because of that, we need to pick those reins and move in a different direction. We need to guide our own horses. And I am all here for black men being taught as much as they need to be. I understand how patient we have to be with them, because they too were hurt. And I am not expecting them to be functioning the way they should, because a lot of our women don't function the way that we should. And something that I also like people to understand is the same way you can transfer through your genetics goals and aspirations, because I am telling you, Pink Feminine was some ancestral goal, I'm sure of it. And the same way that was probably gifted to me in this lifetime, we can also transfer trauma. And think about it, a woman, when it's time a baby comes into this world and it's a girl, she's gonna burn with all the eggs that she ever needs for her entire life. So so you're always with your mother then. You are always with your mother's mother and your mother's mother's mother. So you are as much as we like to think that we were that far removed from slavery, you were not. Because you have always been around.
Mm.
You have always been around. Even if you were in the form of an egg, the fact that you were inside of a body that came out of a body, that came out of a black woman, means that you had the experience of slavery in some form that was detrimental to us all. So those things were passed on to us. No, we are going to transform that so that we can get back to our royal reign. And with that being said, the spaces that are created for women, they're created for women to have sisterhood as well. Not just so that we can understand only how to squirt, you know. But it's also for us to understand how to interact with each other, how to be our sister's keepers, how to support each other, how to build each other up, how to lift each other and move forward together. We need to have healthier relationships as women, and we need to understand that the relationship between us is even more important than the relationship between us and our significant others, our men. Because if we have a clear understanding about what it is we need to do, we know what to do for our race. We are the teachers. We are the structure. They are the builders. They are the power. You understand? They're going to bring the discipline when we bring the nourishment and the love. You understand? They're going to come and say, your mother says, sit down. And trust me, when men say sit down to children, especially a dominant man, then children don't move. You ain't there quarreling for the last 7 hours. And not saying mothers cannot give children the death look. I do it very often with my younger siblings. Like, I dare you to move. All right? I just dare you. I'm not saying we can't do that, but that's why we have our men. So when we do that, they come and say, you heard what your mother said, which reinforces in the child's head the love and respect you got to have for me. You ain't got no choice, because not only am I telling you, but when your father says it too, you understand this ship does only roll if mommy say it rolling. Once mommy comfortable, everything could bloom. When a woman is comfortable and a man is, and I don't understand why women think like, it's, I don't want a man to take care of me. Listen, when I get created for me, I want one to take care of me. I want one to love me. I was designed and created to be loved, to be served, honored. You understand? You tasting my essence and you diving into my universe and me inviting you into my sacred space. Trust me, you ain't better than that. You are your life source. You will have every single thing you need once I understand me, and you then have no choice but to understand me. Because if you think about it, most of the time when a man and a woman now meet each other, she's the kind of person that's kind of lead the relationship, you know. So if you start to teach early, like, this is unacceptable, or this is what I would like, trust me, it's going to go that particular way. But if you don't understand yourself as a woman, things could go kind of haywire. And it's all right, because we all have those times where we have to know coming to self is a transition, is a beautiful thing. And my transition, it was beyond just beautiful to me. It was a ceremony. I was surrounded by elders. It was a rite of passage. I had the experience, and I would say to anybody, as an African woman, that shit just put you right where you're supposed to be. You understand? So don't let me look at the things that the Africans was doing. So, oh, that's saying that they was doing all, those things were necessary. And because I had the experience, I cannot say how important and essential it is to youth to have a rite of passage. You get what I'm saying? In some form, even more than one, at some stage in life. But as it relates to having these spaces, like you would have said, yes, we do have spaces for women, because once we have them empowered and educated properly and they have the right tools, they're equipped to then teach men. They're equipped to then teach children. They're equipped to then share in the community, restructure, and lead the way forward, even if you are behind your man. Because you stand behind your man does not mean you're not behind your man. That's the problem. I need to be... I can let somebody take off my head first. No. He can go make sure, all right, baby, the course is clear. He's making sure that my path is clear. That's why he's here. You understand? I'm making sure that I am taking care of him. Because that's another thing, too. If you do not take good care of your man, then you're going to find yourself in problems. And I'm not saying that because, you know, I think women need to be in the kitchen, but it's a reason why you're in the kitchen. Your energy needs to be involved in your food. Your energy needs to be involved in his food. You shouldn't go eating from every Tom, Dick, Harry, Larry, and Da Vinci. He needs to eat from you. You understand? That energy that you put into that food is what's going to keep him strong. When you spend your time taking care of him, it's because you're taking care of you. If you have your man and he's eating anyway, and he's consuming alcohol all the time, and he's participating in horrible lifestyle choices that could be detrimental to you, because he's going to be going inside of you. He's going to be ejaculating inside of you. And a lot of the inflammation that forms within the uterus and reproductive organs aren't only because of lifestyle choices made by women, but by the ones made by men. So if you ejaculate into your woman and that ejaculation is full of alcohol and toxins and waste, she can start to develop issues within the womb. You see, you gotta understand that the womb also holds energy. Once you interact with a man, you take on part of their DNA. You take on a part of them. You understand? So that's why I always tell women, be mindful of who you lay down with, because they might get up talking with them. You lay down with an idiot, you get up talking like an idiot.
Well, yes.
So I love men who I can also love. Okay? This is trust me, it's a big turn off for me. I love men who I can learn from. I love men that can teach me something. I don't want to be the smart one. I want a man that can put me on some game. You know? I think it's so like, if I can't learn from you, I'll always thirst for more. You know, right. I want to be satisfied. It's delicious when a man can guide you. I'm a firm believer that it's just so delicious. You can savor that on your taste buds and not only on your tongue, but metaphorically speaking, the words on your tongue. You know, when I learn from you, it makes me want to taste you, smell you, and enjoy you. So what I'm saying is, yeah, I want to consume my man's life. How many other husbands I decide I want? I want to consume every last one. I want to vibe. I choose one specifically for a reason.
Yes. Yes.
I don't know about other people, but I enjoy handpicking my men if I can. Especially now. Before, you know, when you're younger, you're just all over the place. He cute. He this. No, I know is a different kind of thing. I got to handpick my men. Because I understand what I can benefit from if I choose properly.
Nice. Nice.
You ask me to say, to hear things out of your mind before I go on. I don't want to go on too much.
Wow. Let me tell you, we it sounds like we need to have another episode. We need to go into this because we can unpackage this. For like, this is something so deep. We can unpackage this on so many different levels. Like, I still wanted to hear about you talked about your naming ceremony and all that, but we will do this again and we will get into more. We will get into more. I am like sitting here enthralled. I'm looking at the time going up and I'm like, I need to stop this. And I'm like, no, let it continue. I'm looking at the time as the time goes on. I'm like, this is going to be one long episode. But you know what? It's worth it. It is worth it. And I am totally happy. I'm totally in love with what I'm hearing. What I will say, we will wrap up, but what I want you to do for me is to, we've gone into a lot of the backstory and the reason and the why on the Black women and the Black men. Tell any Black woman listening to you what Pink Feminine is, what you can get from being involved with Pink Feminine, you know, the Yoni Steams and all of that, and how they can find you.
Okay, so I think they all understand what Pink Feminine is. Let me tell you.
Yes, for sure.
So from us, you can get vaginal steaming, you can get womb massages, you can get chakra balancing and realignment, you can have breast massage as well. You can also have prenatal massage. We also focus a lot on natural fertility, and that incorporates mental health, having understanding the diet you need to be on to have a healthy, melanin baby. You also want to focus on the women who have issues like fibroids and PCOS, and we have various vaginal steaming packages geared towards different pathological issues. So for the ladies with fibroids, for the ladies with endometriosis, PCOS, even menopause, insomnia, right? PTSD, depression, anything that you find that you're facing as a woman, we have something that can definitely reshape the way your body is reacting to it. But you have to be willing to make the sacrifices. In addition to that, we also coming soon. We have our weekly launch that is going to be coming very soon. We are going to be having our series that is geared towards empowering and educating women about sexual health and understanding sex. So it is a very intimate setting, and five to 10 women, and you can book us to come to you or you can come to us. So we're going to have various workshops as well. On menopause, on cosmic sex, on and teaching you how to take good care of your man's sperm, because it's important, and your womb. Yes. two of them be compatible. Understanding sexual compatibility is also on our service list. So if you want any more information, you can head on over to Pink Feminique on Instagram, or you can find us on Facebook as well. That is PinkFeminiqueUE. And you can send us an email as well at pinkfemini@gmail.com. Feel free and comfortable to connect with us. We are here to serve you. That is our promise.
Whoa. And like I said, I've been educated. I almost wish I had a vulva now, because I want to be in some of them classes. I want to be in there. I want to get in there. So,
we're going to have classes for men. Yeah. We got to teach y'all how to take care of us too. So we got classes.
Yes. So when you have those classes for men set up, you know how to find me. I coming. For sure. Well, thank you so much, Nikhele. Like I said, I can see you're passionate about it. And for sure, you know me as passion poet. I'm passionate about life. I'm not just passionate about sex. I'm passionate about everything I do. So, and I love to connect with other passionate people. So for sure, I was feeling like, no, I don't want to stop this. I don't want to stop her from talking, because I'm learning so, so much. So we definitely have to do a follow-up interview. We can get into more of what we believe and how African sexuality and how it relates to us as Black people. We can do all of that in another interview. But thank you so, so much for being a part of the Passion Poet Experience, the Wet Spot family. Yes, and now that we have connected, we are definitely going to see how and if there are ways that Pink Feminine and the Erotic Empire can join up in some way to spread the message of respecting the vulva, respecting the women, respecting the divine energies, the respecting Black men, Black women, Black African sexuality and sensuality. So thank you so much again, Nikhele. Thank you for being here. And we will see you again soon.
Thank you. Have an amazing day.
All right.
Bye-bye.
This has been another episode of The Wet Spot. I am your host, Passion Poet. You can contact us at thewetspotpodcast@gmail.com. That's the wet with two T's spot podcast at gmail.com. Or you can check us out on our Instagram page, the.wet.spot.podcast. I know it's a mouthful, I'll say it again. the.wet.spot.podcast. That's our Instagram page. If you wish, you can contact me, Bajan Passion Poet, on Instagram at Bajan.passionpoet at Bajan, Bajan dot passion poet on Instagram. Thank you once again for being a part of our show. See you next time. Let's get passionate.